We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Of course, we're following the developments down in the North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia area with Hurricane Florence. And Al Jones is a reporter par excellence for our sister station, WINS, Winds 1010 in New York. And an old friend of mine from our days together when WPOP was a real radio station, when we worked there in the 80s and early 90s. He joins us now. How are you? You taking care of yourself down there?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that, Joe, and I'm thinking back to Bob, when Bob was going to hit New London, and I went
right
down there expecting it, and, you know, a glancing blow. I don't think we're going to be nearly as lucky here. You know, and the only good news we're getting this morning, I keep hearing that Florence is slowing down. Well, that gives folks a bit more time to brace themselves, but if you're going to Home Depot or Lowe's and you're expecting to find a great selection of generators, yeah, generators, fuel cans, plywood, chainsaws, they're just flying out of these stores. It's kind of like the before and after storm prep. And folks are trying to get ready, you know, fastening up their windows. They're going to put the garbage cans inside. They're going to try to get things off of the first level. But if we get the 12-foot storm surge,
right,
and we're on the coast here, I have no idea where these folks are going.
Well, when I was watching various and sundry outlets yesterday, they said the biggest problem's not the winds, but the storm surge. And that seems like that's the thing that people are most concerned about down there.
Right, because it's a coastal area. I mean, you know, we've all been to the Carolina coasts. They're gorgeous, they're great beaches, but they're also very low and very flat. So you go in a couple miles and you really haven't gained anything in elevation. There's a few hills and such where houses are built. Those folks are lucky. But that's why they're telling people to get out and get inland and get a long ways inland. They're not saying 100 miles to Raleigh. You know, they're saying Charlotte. So get on the other end of the state, because this storm is nothing that anybody wants to fool with. And I'm not running into too many of those people that say, oh, I've been through this before, because nobody's seen this kind of a storm.
Right. I was going to ask you about that, because it seems like that area gets hit, I don't want to say fairly regularly, but they've had their share of storms. And sometimes, you know, you'll see the stories on the news, or you'll find them as you're down there for Winds and Entercom saying, we've been through this before. I can tough it out. Seems like this one has people a little bit motivated.
Yeah, because it's that hat trick of misery. You know, we're talking, what, 140 mile an hour winds, 12-foot storm surge. And then if that's not bad enough, it's just going to park and dump rain in the feet. So it's not going to end quickly. You know, most hurricanes, they hit shore and then they speed up and they're gone. But no one's saying this one's going anywhere. And that's what has people worried up in as far away as Raleigh, 100 miles away. In fact, here's what I thought was amazing. In Wilmington, they have signs up for folks that they have three shelters set up for them and transportation to get there, right? The shelters are not in Wilmington. They're in Raleigh, 100 miles offshore.
Wow.
And even there, folks are worried about the flooding because, yeah, there's no elevation. And if you get rain in the feet, where's the water going?
Now, where are you right now?
I'm in Wilmington.
Okay.
For just a couple more days. They're talking about closing I-40 off maybe late Thursday. They don't want people coming in and, you know, let's go watch the hurricane. Wrightsville Beach, which is the real nice beach community here off of Wilmington, that bridge is going to close sometimes late tomorrow, probably Thursday now that the hurricane's slowing down. But they're telling folks, once that closes and the wind picks up and the surge happens, the emergency services are not going to be there to help you. You have to get out.
Well, that's the thing. People think that they can stay and, you know, well, I'll get rescued and they'll be able to get me. But the first responders and the emergency vehicles, they're under the same problems that normal vehicles are under.
Right. It doesn't matter what kind of vehicle you have with that kind of storm surge. I ran into a guy yesterday. He was gassing up his Hummer. So obviously he thinks he's, you know, ready for it. And he was telling me that if it gets too bad, I'll just drive through it. I don't know. There are a few people like that that it hasn't really sunk in yet. But just about everybody you talk to realizes this is not like the usual Category 1 or Nor'easter or whatever this is something special and dangerous. And, you know, the governor's been on TV nonstop saying, you know, get out, get out. Don't fool with this. It's a monster. And I think most folks are actually listening.
How far down, Al, are they concerned? I saw Myrtle Beach mentioned. Are there parts of Georgia that they're concerned? And how far to the north? Will it affect Virginia as far as what you can tell?
Well, they were evacuating Parris Island, which is the Marine base that's in southern South Carolina. So that gives you an idea of how far away. The last time I saw, it looks like the eye is going to just graze Wilmington. And as you know from hurricanes, you don't want to be on the upper, the northern quadrant. That's where you get the winds, the real high winds, and the real deep surge. And as you know, these barrier islands here, they're beautiful, but they're not really set to take that kind of storm surge. So if you're built on a barrier island and you think you're going to weather the storm, you got to think again.
Everything else good in your life? I can't believe you've got kids in college, man. Now I really feel old.
Well, you know what? I got one here with me. He's field producing.
Really?
He's doing all the internet stuff because, you know, I'm old. I don't know how to do that.
Well, you're not as old as I am, trust me.
Well, I'm close.
But, but neither of us are as old as AJ or Lee. So,
no, thankfully.
Thanks for coming on. Stay safe, and I'm sure we will talk to you over the next couple of days to get further updates. Al Jones from our sister station at Entercom, WINS, 1010 Winds, one of the great radio stations in our country, and an old colleague across town at 1410. Thanks, Jonesy. Be good.
I will do.
Al Jones, good guy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.